listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And as you might be able to tell, we've taken the Shortlist on a field trip to just across the street from the MGM Springfield Casino that opened this morning. We wanted to get a feel of what it's like around this $960 million facility. Alongside today, Mike Dobbs, managing editor of the Reminder Newspapers, and Ron Chmielis, columnist with the Springfield Republican. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This project was years in the making, even before MGM brought its plans to town. So, Mike, now that you've seen it, what do you think?
Well, I have been accused by MGM of not being a true believer, but I have to tell you, it is an absolutely spectacular facility. And I think that if it is leveraged properly with our other tourism facilities that we have in the city and in the region, we have a real economic driver here.
Ron?
I agree. I'm really excited about this. There's life downtown. There's activity. There's optimism. People feel good about Springfield. I think legitimately so. I think we're off to a good start with this.
A big part of bringing the casino to town was and is to create jobs. MGM committed to hiring 3,000 people to work here, some 2,200 on a full-time basis. The company committed to hiring goals for women, minorities, and Springfield residents. The latest numbers show they are likely to hit these goals or get close, but MGM would not say how many full-time jobs are going to people in these categories. Ron, do city and state officials need to make sure that MGM follows through on these goals?
Well, I think at some point. I think looking at that on the first day, though, is a little premature. I think they're trying to get a lay of the land and an idea of, just how much business there will be, whether it meets their projections. So, yeah, I think they need to provide answers, but I don't necessarily think it has to be immediately right now.
Mike, do you see the city or state asserting pressure on MGM on hiring or even other things now that the casino is open, or will MGM essentially be able to do whatever they want now?
Well, I think that people should be reminded of the fact that when it came to construction jobs and filling categories such as women, minorities, veterans, local residents, MGM exceeded the goals with the construction employment. Right now, the big question is, where are the 54 market rate apartments? Where are they going to be? And when is the Gaming Commission going to say to MGM, you have to develop these, whether or not they're going to be in the former Court Square building?
Ron, what do you think about that housing piece? The casino's open, but the project not technically done yet, as Mike points out.
Well, and it has to be done at some point. That's part of this entire package. And again, I don't want to be premature and start finding things wrong with something that's so positive. But I think people are going to start wanting results, and I think that's the next step, and I'm willing to see that happen within the next few months.
Another issue some are concerned about is problem gambling now that the casino is open for business. The Gaming Commission touted the GameSense program, which is supposed to educate gamblers about their chances at the casino to let them make a more informed decision. Some social service agencies are ramping up efforts to help problem gamblers, and there are concerns state and local health officials aren't ready for all of this. Mike, does there need to be more of an effort to deal with problem gambling?
I think we have to acknowledge that when we have a nearly $1 billion casino, that there are going to be problems. The GameSense program is prominently part of the casino floor, so you actually do see it there, and they're promoting themselves. But let's remember that we're in a state that has the most successful state lottery in the United States of America, so we've had problems with gambling addiction for quite some time.
Ron, what do you say?
I've never been convinced this is their responsibility in the first place. As Mike alluded to, you know, I go into the convenience store and I look at the lottery wall and I think I'm in Vegas, and I don't expect the guy at 7-Eleven or Cumberland Farms to give me counseling. I think they're doing this, first of all, because they had to get the permit, and I also think there's a legitimate concern. There should be a legitimate concern about gambling addiction, but it wasn't invented here. I think you have to watch it, but I actually don't blame MGM, and I don't hold them responsible. Compulsive gamblers have been doing it. They'll do it somewhere, sadly.
Well, Springfield got its big economic development project here, and in Worcester, they're taking a different kind of gamble, this one on minor league baseball. The city has a deal in place to bring the Red Sox top farm club, the Pawtucket Red Sox, to town. The plan calls for a new 10,000-seat stadium and market-rate housing. The city is willing to borrow $100 million for the park, with the state contributing $34 million for housing and infrastructure. Ron, is Worcester making a wise decision here?
Oh, I think it's one they couldn't walk away from. I've heard conflicting stories to this point about where the funding is going to come from, but this is too much of a winner for Worcester for them not to consider it. These are the Red Sox. This will generate revenue and excitement and tourism. I think it's a home run for them.
Down the street, of course, is a Colorado Rockies farm club in Hartford. if this, is, let's say, was a different club and not the Red Sox club, would this be as attractive, you think?
It would never be as attractive if it wasn't the Red Sox. That's why I'm so confident it'll do well. If Pawtucket had a team other than the Red Sox, I don't think they would have done well. But it is the Red Sox. And the reason Hartford's so close to Springfield kind of ruled Springfield out of competition for this. But I think for Massachusetts it's a good thing. I think it will be a big hit.
And Mike, are you surprised that the state is getting involved here in Worcester? That is there more in terms of economic development that they can be doing in this part of the state?
Well, thank God that you're not asking me a baseball question.
Well, I knew better.
Okay, so, you know, people in Springfield have already expressed this concern that why not us, that we lost an opportunity. My retort is, first of all, do we really want to have that gamble of that kind of state investment? I'm not really sure the state ought to be involved with that kind of investment myself. And second, we don't have a place in the, within the city that could we put could put a 10,000-seat stadium with parking. So, I'm glad that Worcester has got something. We've got something which is like right behind us, and it's good for everyone.
All right, Mike Dobbs of The Reminder and Ron Chmielis of the Springfield Republican, thanks for coming out with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And don't forget, you can catch us at any time wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast hub. And while you're visiting our website, be sure to check out our complete coverage about the casino's opening. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.